Mayo Clinic Laboratories pushes into rural America with Mississippi Laboratory investment. Mayo Clinic Laboratories is spending $30 million to plan a diagnostic facility in Mississippi, a state ranked last or near last on nearly every population health metric in the country. And the move reframes how institutional investors should think about laboratory services as an asset class, not as a commodity utility, but as a capital-intensive infrastructure play with durable cash flows anchored to geography. The facility announcement, reported by Becker's Hospital Review, marks one of the largest single-site laboratory investments in Mississippi's history. Terms of the operating structure, including whether the facility will be wholly owned or structured as a joint venture with a local health system, were not disclosed in the available source material. What is clear is the capital commitment. $30 million directed at a state with chronic physician shortages, limited specialty care access, and a Medicaid population that generates steady, if administratively complex, diagnostic volume. No executive quotes were available in the source material at the time of publication. Terms beyond the capital figure were not public. The nut paragraph is this: laboratory services in underserved states are not a charity exercise. They are a market capture strategy. Mississippi's low baseline of diagnostic infrastructure means Mayo Clinic Laboratories enters with minimal incumbent competition, an immediate referral advantage tied to its brand, and the ability to price at a premium for specialty and esoteric testing that local labs cannot perform. For private equity sponsors already positioned in laboratory services, this is a competitive signal, not background noise. Mississippi as a laboratory market. Low competition, high disease burden. Mississippi's disease profile is a diagnostic revenue engine. The state leads the country in rates of diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, and obesity, conditions that require recurring laboratory monitoring, not one-time diagnostics. A diabetic patient generates hemoglobin A1C tests, lipid panels, renal function panels, and urine microalbumin tests multiple times per year. Multiply that across a state population of approximately 2.9 million, a significant share of whom are on Medicaid or Medicare, and the volume math becomes compelling. The competitive landscape in Mississippi is thin. Local independent laboratories lack the capital to perform high-complexity molecular testing or specialized pathology. Hospital-based labs serve inpatients, but historically lose outpatient referrals to national players. Mayo Clinic Laboratories, with its brand in specialty and esoteric testing, enters this gap with a structural moat that a generic commercial lab cannot replicate. Our view, the $30 million capital figure, when viewed against the state's diagnostic market size, implies a long-duration payback thesis rather than a short-cycle return. This is not a 3 to 5 year private equity flip. This is an infrastructure anchor designed to capture referral volume for a decade or more. The biologics patent cliff creates a parallel pressure on diagnostic spending. The Mayo, Mississippi announcement does not exist in a vacuum. The same week, reporting from the Wall Street Journal, citing a study by the Association for Accessible Medicines, revealed that 90% of expensive biologics facing patent expiration by 2034 have no lower-cost biosimilar alternatives currently in development. The implication: Americans could miss out on nearly $200 billion in healthcare savings over the next decade. For diagnostic infrastructure investors, this matters. Biologics are among the most monitoring-intensive drug classes in clinical use. Patients on tumor necrosis factor inhibitors, monoclonal antibodies for oncology, and immunology agents require regular blood panels, drug-level monitoring, and safety labs. If biosimilar uptake stalls and originator biologics remain dominant, the testing volumes associated with those therapies remain elevated and concentrated in specialty laboratory settings. $200 billion. the estimated healthcare savings Americans could miss if no biosimilar alternatives emerge for biologics facing patent expiration by 2034, per the Association for Accessible Medicines, as reported by the Wall Street Journal. What this signals: laboratory services businesses that have built specialty and molecular capabilities, exactly what Mayo Clinic Laboratories offers, sit in an increasingly favorable demand environment regardless of drug pricing policy outcomes. Novity's deal destruction resets the mergers and acquisitions calculus for healthcare acquirers while Mayo builds ground up. Novity's is absorbing the opposite lesson. The company's shares dropped 11% in a single session this week after its muscle-wasting drug Deldesiran failed a late-stage clinical trial, marking the second major trial setback in days, according to Reuters. 8 shareholders have publicly raised concerns about the rationale behind last year's $12 billion Avidity acquisition and the broader mergers and acquisitions pipeline. The share decline wiped nearly $30 billion in market value and erased all gains recorded since the start of 2026. The contrast between Mayo's organic capital deployment and Novartis's acquisition-driven pipeline exposure illustrates a fork in the road for healthcare capital allocation in 2026. Novartis paid $12 billion for a clinical stage asset that has now produced 2 consecutive late-stage failures. Mayo is spending $30 million on cash-generating diagnostic infrastructure in a market with structural demand and no incumbent capable of displacing it. Our view: the Novartis situation will accelerate scrutiny of premium mergers and acquisitions multiples for clinical-stage biotech assets across the board. Institutional limited partners and boards will demand more rigorous de-risking before committing to 9-figure acquisitions of pre-revenue pipeline. This rotation of skepticism towards speculative biotech mergers and acquisitions makes cash-flowing healthcare infrastructure, including laboratory services, more attractive on a relative basis. Sources: Becker's Hospital Review, Reuters via Stat Plus, Wall Street Journal via Stat Plus. What institutional capital should track in laboratory services? The laboratory services sector in the United States operates on a volume times reimbursement model, where national payers set rates and operators compete on cost structure, turnaround time, and test menu breadth. Mayo Clinic Laboratories differentiates on the last of those three. Its esoteric and reference testing menu commands price premiums that commodity labs cannot match. For private equity sponsors, the laboratory services space has historically attracted consolidation strategies. Examples from prior years include Quest Diagnostics and Laboratory Corporation of America building national footprints through sequential bolt-on acquisitions, and smaller private equity-backed regional lab platforms using geography to defend margin. The Mayo Mississippi move does not fit that playbook. It is a greenfield build by a nonprofit brand, which means it competes not just on price, but on physician trust and clinical reputation. The investment implication: private equity-backed laboratory platforms in the Southeast face a new brand-level competitor in a market they may have assumed was low profile. Any sponsor underwriting a laboratory services platform with Mississippi exposure should reassess competitive positioning and test menu differentiation in their next review cycle. Key risk: if the Mississippi facility operates under a joint venture structure with a local health system, referral exclusivity clauses could systematically redirect volume away from competing commercial labs. Terms were not disclosed. The Placamium view: the $30 million Mayo Clinic Laboratories facility in Mississippi is a small capital number attached to a large strategic signal. What Mayo is doing is executing a version of what water utilities and cell tower companies figured out decades ago: own the infrastructure in underserved markets where no rational competitor will overbuild, collect recurring revenues tied to a need that does not go away, and let the brand do the competitive work. The market is reading this as a nonprofit's community health initiative. Placamium reads it as a territorial claim. Mississippi has the demand profile, the chronic disease burden, the absence of incumbent specialty lab infrastructure, and the referral vacuum created by physician shortages. A $30 million investment that captures a meaningful share of specialty outpatient testing in that state could generate returns that look extraordinary relative to the capital deployed, if the operating model is structured with discipline. The second-order play. Watch for Mayo Clinic laboratories to use Mississippi as a template. Alabama, Arkansas, West Virginia, and Louisiana share similar demographic and infrastructure characteristics. If this facility demonstrates proof of concept, the logical next step is a multi-state rollout of sub-$50 million facilities in structurally underserved markets, each one individually modest. Collectively, a national laboratory infrastructure network built at a fraction of the cost of mergers and acquisitions. The contrast with Novities is instructive beyond the obvious. Novities paid $12 billion for optionality on clinical science and got two trial failures. Mayo is paying $30 million for certainty on diagnostic volume in a market with no exit. The lesson for institutional allocators in 2026 is the same one the market keeps relearning. In healthcare, infrastructure beats pipeline, recurring beats episodic, and geography beats genomics when the demographic math is working in your favor. The bottom line, Mayo Clinic Laboratories' $30 million Mississippi facility is the healthcare infrastructure trade that most institutional investors are not tracking because it arrived without a press conference or a roadshow. The capital is modest. The strategic implication is not. Combined with a biologics patent cliff that locks in specialty testing demand through 2034 and a Novities-led reset of enthusiasm for clinical stage mergers and acquisitions, the direction of institutional capital in healthcare is tilting toward cash-generating, infrastructure-anchored businesses in underserved geographies. Sponsors and allocators who reprice laboratory services as critical infrastructure rather than commodity diagnostics will find the entry point. Those waiting for the narrative to become consensus will find the multiple has already moved.